This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Republicans are taking over Congress. They are taking over the White House. But Republicans do not have majority support in this country. The majority of voters supported Democratic Senate candidates over Republican ones. And the majority supported a Democratic presidential candidate over a Republican one. The American people didn't give Democrats majority support so we could come back to Washington and play dead. They didn't send us here to whimper, whine, or grovel.
That doesn't seem very constructive to me. I got to tell you, I love her. I'm getting tired of this act.
She's definitely giving voice to the people in the party and in the country who think Donald Trump is a disaster for the country.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a huge part of the country that doesn't think so.
Right.
And she might want to be a little inclusive because she's sounding like the people she's accusing of being exclusive. I mean, she's just got to stop. I'm sorry. It's getting exhausting. And this was not helpful during the campaign. It wasn't. There's an anger there that was shrill and a step above what it needed to be, unmeasured, and almost unhinged. It's not going to work. At some point, we have to look at what happened and look at the people who we lost along the way. Those are the people that Elizabeth Warren has been fighting for decades. Those are the people who've been left out because of a rigged system. Those were her people, and now she's leaving them out of the conversation. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and this is a problem.
You know, I'd agree with that, they're missing the whole point. I mean, it sounds like a bit of desperation, doesn't it, Scott? You know, the way Elizabeth Warren, you know, came off. But this is what happens with ideologues. They're so caught up in what they believe that it's hard for them to take this information. And dare I say, you know, Republicans and conservatives have to be careful as well and make sure that, you know, they've got the right information, that it's used appropriately. And that it's, you know, they make it work for we the people. I mean, here it is for the first time. In almost 100 years, you've got Republicans controlling the Oval Office and both houses. So it's, you know, like we said before, I just hope they don't screw this thing up, because they have a golden opportunity. And it's not necessarily, you know, to do something like what the Democrats did in ramming poor legislation through the system, using czars and executive orders to, you know, force your way and force your narrative. I mean, as we talked about, and more than narrative, but policies, as we discussed with in the first hour with Trevor Loudon about the enemies within. It is that powerful, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to go into this with our eyes wide open. You know, it's almost like they want to ignore the empirical evidence. The empirical evidence is solid, and this is what America started to, you know, kind of add up the numbers and say, is this working or not? Why are we continuing to employ policies that bring us down? And, you know, to me, the death knell of all this is Obamacare, and which is what Sharon Miller talked about as well, you know, from Bank of America, is that Obamacare has been that anchor. It has been dragging down our economy. And so, you know, I appreciate the Trump administration is looking at that. They want to do something dramatic. I believe there's some low-lying fruit within that first 100 days of his administration that can go a long way. Obamacare repealing, replacing, it is going to take some time. But the good news is, and I'm encouraged, I believe it's going to be a bipartisan effort, and I think we're going to have something that will be free market-based. And we'll be exciting, and we'll have something that, you know, will actually work. Could you imagine that? In the face of, you know, today, interestingly enough, you know, with Cyber Monday and all this other retail Black Friday going on, I guess after all is said and done, maybe retail is kicking back because they want, you know, this is on the calendar. Customer is wrong day. I guess this is the day that retail and people in business fight back and they say the customer is wrong day. But then quickly after that, they say, hey, just kidding. And I'm not even sure they can put up with an entire day with that kind of idea.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me a holiday card, we got some great ideas to be sharing with you with a photographic and artistic expert. I don't know about you, but, you know, in light of social media and all the things that, you know, can express emotions and that sort of thing, there still remains something special about opening up an envelope and getting a slow-mailed holiday card from somebody you care about. And I find some of the ideas that people are employing are quite innovative and really neat and special. And, you know, they really, really stand out. And I understand everybody's busy, and sometimes the Internet's a real easy way to kind of say, well, I checked it off my list. I've got my I got my holiday card sent off, and I saved postage in the process. But there still remains that direct personal contact that makes things so special. Glenn Nielsen is with us. He's a photographic and artistic expert. Glenn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Talk about making your own holiday card. And as I said in the opening here, there's just something real special about that. When people go that extra mile and send you a holiday card, they personalize something. You know, I know some people get all twisted up about what to do in terms of cards to send, going in, getting, you know, cards to send out to family and friends. But to me, it's like a tin can of cookies. You know, some of my favorite, gifts and demonstrations of concern and love for the season, it can come in a simple container like a tin can of cookies. And it, you know, because it's, you know, it's from your heart, it's out of your own kitchen, and it's special, isn't it?
It's absolutely correct. You know, as you've said, there's nothing quite like getting a handwritten note or something that a person has actually put part of their selves into it in order to send it to you, because, you know, it's not just a low grab a card and go. It's something somebody sat down and thought about, and that means that you're special to them.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, in terms of how it stands out, you know, you put all your cards in, and this is not to say for people that are doing that, you know, that are doing it in a traditional way, going to a store and finding cards. It's just that the trend is to express something a little bit more personalized, and today with the technology available, it's a little bit easier to construct your own holiday card, right?
Oh, absolutely. it really boils down to, you know, what message do you want to convey? And a lot of people will use a photograph in their card, because that way not only can they reach out and touch their friends, but they can also leave a part of themselves with their friends when they do that.
Well, plus on top of that, as the old saying goes about a picture, you know, speaking thousands, millions of words and that sort of thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Pictures still do, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's nothing like a picture that you can hold in your hand and touch, and the tactile response to it is just, it's phenomenal.
Well, you've got some ideas to share with our audience in terms of, you know, let's start with the backgrounds. Like you say, what kind of message you want to do and the look. But let's talk about the backgrounds that we should use to make our photos appear more professional. What are your suggestions?
Well, the obvious background, of course, would be to have some kind of a solid color or a pattern, you know, like what you would find when you go into a photography studio and there's a background there. But that's really not necessary. You can, for example, go someplace where there are some trees and some greenery, and if you take the picture far enough in front of that, that will all blur out and become just sort of a soft green in the background and makes a lovely picture. Or snow, you can do the same thing. You know, you just make sure that your subject is close enough to the camera, you know, and I would recommend maybe something like 10 to 15 feet with the background, whatever that might be. You probably want to have about 30 or 40 feet away, or maybe more.
Well, that's interesting, because Glenn, you know, you bring up a good point, because that gives you a nice soft effect in the background. It gives
right.
you what you want to have. And a lot of times, you know, I think when we get a camera and we point and shoot, we put the people on top of the Christmas tree in the background. And, you know, and it's almost, you know, overwhelming. But I like your idea. That's very clever. So stand away, you know, about 10, 15 feet, and then maybe another, what, 15, 30 feet. And so you just have kind of a soft background effect, right?
Right. Yeah, and you could, you know, if you're using a digital camera, whether it be your cell phone or a DSLR, you get instant gratification. You can take a look at the picture. You can see, is the background still sharp? If it is, you need to move the people closer to the camera, or move you and the camera further away.
Exactly.
If it's soft and it's giving you the effect that you want, perfect. The other thing that you would want to consider is you want your background to be slightly darker than your subject. So think about the time of day. You wouldn't want to take a picture like we're discussing here when the sun is coming straight at you and your subject is dark and your background is really light.
Mm-hmm.
You want just the opposite. You want your subjects to be just slightly brighter than the background.
I know oftentimes with people, you know, with selfies and using smartphones today, so there's an increased amount of photographic activity. And I know it's also frustrating when people get that reverse effect, you know, when the sun is in the wrong direction. But you want to catch that moment. Is there a way to salvage that moment even when you got the sun not cooperating with you?
Well, if you have control over the situation, you can turn about 90 degrees and the sun will no longer be in your face. It'll be to the side, which gives you a completely different picture. The other thing that you can do on a cell phone, you can tap your subjects, and that should get your phone to focus, or not to focus, but to expose more closely for the subject as opposed to the huge background. Naturally,
exactly.
It's going to pick the biggest area. Whatever the biggest area, that's what it's going to expose for.
Well, Glenn, I know you agree, the advancement of technology with these smartphones today, I mean, they are amazing, and the kind of photos yep. that you're seeing people taking on their, I mean, you see them, you go, oh, that had to be done on an SLR or, you know, some really nice camera. They go, no, it's on my smartphone. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and it really boils down to what do you want to do with the picture. If you're going to put it on a 3x5 or a 5x7 card, a phone is going to give you an image which is plenty good that you're going to get people's oohs and ahs from it. Mm-hmm. If you want to blow it up and put it on your wall, which we're not talking about today, but if that's what you want to do, then you're going to need a little bit better quality.
Exactly. Well, you know, I guess traditionally people have taken a photo and taken it to a shop and said, okay, hey, incorporate it in this ready-made background. But there are simple things to do, and pros and cons for both. You know, as we wrap things up here, Glenn, what's your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion would be if you have a picture that really just tells the story that you want to tell for the holidays, then I would take that picture to a printer, a local printer, and ask them what they can do, because all the local printers know how to do Christmas cards and how to specialize them, and it's not that expensive to do. And you can get a run if that's what you want, and you can get 25, 30 cards. If you want to do individuals, each one individual, I would say, you know, go for it, but it's going to take you a lot of time.
Exactly.
To make it all happen.
Well, it's still about the message, and the message can be personalized and very powerful. And we wish you all the best of the holiday. Glenn Nielsen, thank you so much. Great ideas here. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
music for the season. Why not, huh? A little happy dance music. Great to have you along with us, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we look at, you know, what is happening today. You know, here we just did the special on personalized holiday cards. It's also electronic greeting card day. You know, it's also Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday, a lot of people give, you know, today. And this is terrific. I think this is something, a great expression. This is who we are, a part of our national DNA is that we are givers. And today is Giving Tuesday, time to, you know, consider what you can do, you know, perfect at the end of the year for, you know, tax purposes and all that. And you look at what charities, you know, what ministries and that sort of thing that you're supporting. So we're all encouraged, you know, great opportunities, because in many cases, what you give with some of these ministries and charities I know that we support is that you get double. You know, double the deal. So you help it along. You know, other people are there offering, you know, some money, matching funds kind of thing, which goes a long way. It's also National Chocolates Day. Okay, so not all is lost. And in case you're wondering, what is, you know, what is that interesting odor coming out of your refrigerator? We're reminded that today is also Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. Okay. So, you know that bit of turkey and stuffing that may be lingering about. We're reminded that let's freshen up the refrigerator. You know, baking soda goes a long way to neutralize those odors. But the other thing you got to do is you got to get them out of the refrigerator. Our next guest is Dr. Don Mordecai. He's with Kaiser Permanente. He's the national leader for mental health and wellness. And I will say this about Kaiser: if I can give them a shout out here recently, you know, very few of you know. I've not made a big issue of this. I'm here in California dealing with a son who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And it is, we were told that we had 2 weeks of hell to look forward to. We're almost through the first week of it. He broke a leg and some ribs, and, you know, the suffering, the pain that this poor kid had to go through has just been excruciating. But I got to say this for Kaiser. They're nearby here, and they were a godsend. They helped us get through a crisis moment. And that's what we've been going. We've been going from one pain crisis to another. So for Dr. Don Mordecai, I thank you for your association with Kaiser. My assessment of them, in fact, this son, my 25-year-old, was born in a Kaiser facility in California. But our thoughts have always been very much positive toward Kaiser Permanente, and especially most recently when they were there to help us out, you know, with our son's pain issues that he's been dealing with. But like I said, we're about halfway through, and again, appreciate your prayers. Don Mordecai, let me bring you on and welcome you to Bill Martinez Live as we talk about mental illness, how it is affecting Americans from all walks of life, and you say it is treatable.
Thank you for the shout out to Kaiser Permanente, and best to your son and your family. Well, sounds like he's on the right road to recovery, but
it's a process, I'll tell you. It is. And especially I was telling other people, Don, that, you know, when you get to that, you know, moment in life where it's beyond your capability, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not, you know, by design a caretaker. His mother is, and she's not here. I'm here. Boy, I'll tell you, it causes you to appreciate those who have a heart and a passion and a wiring to be caretakers. I'll tell you, my hat's off for them. I really respect them all the more as a result of what I'm going through.
Well, good. I'm glad he's getting good care. So, yeah we wanted to talk about mental health conditions and get out a message that these are very common in our country. I would venture that we all know somebody who has struggled with a mental health issue or a substance abuse addiction kind of issue, and they're treatable, and right. And there's hope. I think often people approach these things with fear or a sense of helplessness, and we want to try and break through that stigma and get this word out. So, Bill, I don't know if you've seen our public health awareness spot, Find Your Words.
Yes.
So we have a video spot out there, a radio spot, in movie theaters, and then we attach to it a website, findyourwords.org, one word, findyourwords.org, where people can go and get more information and get connected to some really great community organizations like Mental Health America, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, Crisis Text Line, and the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, because these are resources that are available to everybody across the country, and we wanted people to know about them.
Well, Don, the first thing, as you say, in dealing with a problem is, defining it. For so long, when anything that has to do with mental illness, we want to keep it in the closet and not talk about it, because people are ashamed, they're embarrassed or whatever. They think maybe they're the only ones, but, just understanding that millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illness, it's much more common than we realize.
Yeah, I mean, these are some of the most common conditions that people struggle with, more common than heart disease and diabetes and things like that, that we're perfectly able to talk about. And we think it's time for these kinds of illnesses to come out and make it okay to talk about. If your son had had his accident and had said, I'm not going to take care of those broken bones. I mean,
right.
People would not think that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Go get treatment.
Yeah.
And yet we don't have that same attitude always about these conditions, which are treatable as well, and people suffer in silence, and it's something that I think we can change.
Well, and as you say, it is treatable, and it starts with understanding what it is and communicating with people who have been there, done that, have had success. There's a lot of anecdotal and I would say empirical evidence, with those kind of results that demonstrate that it is treatable. And so people should be encouraged and, find a way to, get the help that they need. And they'd be surprised, because I often say you don't know until you know,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I sound like Yogi Berra when I say that, but but as Yogi would say, you just don't know until you know. But that's the first step, right?
Yeah, I think people feeling like there's hope, and which leads them to take a step to reach out. We really want to talk to the people who are suffering themselves and also their loved ones who can connect with those people and say, instead of thinking like, oh, I don't want to bother them, I don't want to seem intrusive, to say, hey, it seems like you're not doing so well and I care about you. Is there something you want to talk about? Can I help you get connected to resources? And often I think they'll find that compassionate outreach is met with a lot of gratitude. And
it goes a long way. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it would seem the holiday season seems to prick these emotions a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
right?
I think it does for some people. I think there's a couple things going on. One is the change of seasons can be really difficult for people. The days get shorter, less sunlight. You and I are out in California, but even here you notice like, wow, the days are really a lot shorter. And that really can affect certain people's moods. A lot of my patients are very clearly affected just from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in the holidays, right? The pressures to be happy, the pressure
right.
to buy gifts or prepare for guests. And you're still trying to work and take care of your family. That can be quite a load of stress for some people. So I think you do see more of these issues around this time.
Well, all that being said, the information that is available for everybody, what's your prescription, for us, for people, family members who are dealing with a family member who is dealing with depression? We got about a minute left here. So what do you prescribe for us?
Yeah, I think, be willing to reach out. Don't be afraid of that. You may find people who are not welcoming at first, so maybe you take a gentler tack and ask them to go for a walk or, go have lunch. If the people seem like they aren't taking your advice, don't get frustrated. That can just be part of the illness. It
yes.
can really rob you of motivation, so kind of keep at it and bring that attitude of hope. And get informed yourself and then help them understand the options that are out there for getting better.
Well, great job on the Find Your Words campaign. Where can people go for more information, Dr. Mordecai?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. So findyourwords.org. If you're a Kaiser member, it'll help you figure out how to get care within Kaiser. But if you're not a member, like I said, great community organizations that can help you start on a path to feeling better.
Dr. Don Mordecai, thank you so much.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think we'll all agree if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. And I would say congratulations. You know, if you're looking for a man, woman of the year to point to, I would say it is the American voter. They spoke, said, look, we're not ready to abandon this great American experiment. We're ready for a shot, and Donald Trump, I believe, connected with people. And as much as he said, hey, look, at this point, what have you got to lose? We've got a trajectory that our country is moving in that is rather deleterious. We could not afford another 4 years of the Barack Obama policies, especially when it comes to immigration. And our guest that we always enjoy having with us is Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough book. You've heard me brag about it on many occasions, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He's also the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. I mean, this is the importance of history, isn't it, Bruce Thatcher?
Well, it is the importance of history, and it's the thing that history should play, the role that history should play, especially in our education and schools. But it is at the government level that we really need to learn these lessons. And I think under Trump, as far as immigration is concerned, we're going to get a look at some of them at least.
Yes. Well, you know, certainly it helps when we have the educational system cooperating with, you know, with a worldview that advances the cause of this American experiment, of this republic. You know, when you have so much being taught out there that deals with and more in the realm of theory than practical application, I mean, it's worse than what, you know, Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. You know, it's very dangerous because it's not just about thoughts. I mean, it's presented as empirical evidence when it just is not so. And these kids are just surprised when, you know, they go out and they have a conversation with somebody outside of the covering of their safe places on the campuses. And you, you look at it, and you go, whoa, you know, where did you come from? You know, what planet did you fall out of to land here with some of the thoughts that you have about government?
You see some of this with the man on the street type interviews.
Yes.
Show up on television. Just astounding. Absolutely astounding. And I hope that that'll take a lot longer to change. It'll take quite a while to change the institutional entrenchment of that kind of training, and I hope that will happen. But I think we're going to see some things on immigration in the very early days of the Trump administration that will mark a distinct shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, historically, Bruce, as you written in your book, immigration, you know, and good immigration policies makes for good politics, as they say. It can work positively, but when you abandon the rule of law and immigration policies, which have been quite evidenced over the last 8 years here, you have the immigration of 21st century America right now, which is absolute chaos.
It is indeed, and in the thing that will be most stark in the early days of the Trump administration as regards immigration, I think, will be enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see that, and we're going to see it in at least four areas. We're going to see it at the southern border. We're going to see it as regards so-called criminal aliens. We're going to see it as regards visa overstayers, and we're going to see it as regards employers, blatant employers of illegal aliens. And things will look a lot different at the southern border. Of course, Trump and everybody talks about the wall, and that's going to happen, but not quite in the image I think that a lot of people think. It'll be a combination of things. There will be some more wall, there will be fences, and there will be electronic surveillance and more patrols, but we'll distinctly see action there and just as fast as it can get funding to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll see right away is an end of catch and release.
Right.
It's going to become catch and return.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the immediate big thing. As regards criminal aliens, we're going to target those for fast removal proceedings, I'm sure, and issue detainers. Trump has said he's going to issue detainers for anybody, any alien, illegal alien who is arrested for anything. And that's going to get in many places into the sanctuary city things. I think that we'll see some sanctions brought right away against sanctuary cities that don't cooperate. And we'll probably see an early enaction of Tate's Law.
Yes.
I would expect that to happen. It'll take some additional laws, I think, to really withhold all funds from sanctuary cities, but some of them are going to get withheld right away.
Well, to your point, Bruce, there's a lot of immediate things that can be done. Enforcing the law will just go a long way just to begin with. The left progressives would want to paint this picture of, you know, Gestapo-like tactics and people breaking into houses, separating families. And we'll see video on the nightly news of little kids crying in the, you know, front yards as their parents are being dragged off, feet dragging, thrown in a paddy wagon and taken to the border and released there. You know, I mean, some of this stuff is so outlandish. I mean, we have to remember why we even have immigration, why we have rules of law in the first place, and what we're trying to do here. If people lose sight of that, then they start, you know, imagining things that are just not even in the playbook. And this is a thing that I find that is a bit dismantling and distractive, is when Republicans and conservatives have to defend against this kind of ridiculous rhetoric.
It's absolutely a shame that people can't understand there's a difference between illegal, and even in the law, it's distinct difference. Illegal aliens are one thing. Legal immigrants and permanent residents are quite a different thing, and there's nothing in any of these so-called law enforcement categories that are going to impact on legal permanent residents and immigrants.
Mm.
And you're right. The left and the progressives are going to represent every single detention as some sort of Gestapo tactic kind of thing, because they want to delegitimize the government, and they want to particularly delegitimize conservatives who want the law enforced. But the enforcement of the laws is an immigrant-friendly behavior and activity. Because to the extent that it helps their employment, to the extent that it increases their safety because it removes these criminal aliens and so forth, it's good for all people in the country, at least all of them I can think of.
Well, Bruce, real quick here, you mentioned Kate's Law, and for some of our audience that still, you know, we kind of throw that around because you and I are up to speed on it quite readily, and most are. Explain to our audience Kate's Law and why it needs to be passed.
Well, Kate's Law is essentially in various forms. However it comes up, it will mandate sentences for criminal aliens who are convicted of re-entry into the country after they've been deported. The normal approach for criminal aliens is to simply deport them. But the law increases penalties or increases severity of their crime when they then come back after they've been deported. In Kate Steinle in San Francisco, it was a woman who was shot by a criminal alien who had been convicted several times of felonies.
And I think something like five times or something.
And came back into the sanctuary city of San Francisco again and again, and finally killed an innocent bystander.
Well, Bruce, we're out of time, as always. Great to have you with us, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. Minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods, or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Don't take that gun. You're going to shoot your eye out, huh? Just the perfect opening, I think, for our next guest, Doug Giles. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, hundreds of veterans protested at a Massachusetts college that took down the American flag to enable the campus to focus on, and I put in quotes, addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamic phobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behaviors. This according to its president, college president Jonathan Lash, has previously told Hampshire College students in an email that we will not fly the U.S. flag or any other flags at Hampshire for the time being. The decision came after the school lowered the flag to half staff after Donald Trump was elected, and then that flag was burned. This according to the College Fix. With us right now is the one and only Doug Giles. Doug is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Doug, always good to have you with us. What say you about this insanity?
Yeah, the clowns are officially running the circus, eh, Bill?
Boy, I'm telling you. Yeah, this is crazy making. I think it's
a good thing, though, and bear with me while I roll this out. I think the more that the lunatic left shows their asininity to the American people, the more it scares America, you know, center right. Because this is absolutely egregious behavior where the American flag is a symbol of racism and Islamophobia and hatred. I mean, you can't get something more dense. The Turkish walnut, Bill, that I bought to stock my custom rifle built by Lon Paul, who's an incredible rifle maker,
mm-hmm.
is less dense than those cats at Hampshire College. And I think just like was shown via CNN and what we've seen roll out since Trump's election to the White House, the college crybabies, having a full-on hissy fit because they didn't get their squeaky toy. I think it helps us, man. I think people are like, yikes, I don't want that America. So I'm a big proponent of letting these morons bray their insanity into the night and do it as much as possible. And we should film them and like you're doing on your great show, report on it as much as possible. Because I guarantee, man, and we saw a ginormous landslide election of Donald Trump, that most Americans, we don't want that kind of America.
Right.
And, well, bully for the hundreds of vets that rocked up in support of Old Glory and our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. Well, you know, the scary part of all this, I mean, if we could, Doug, if we could just kind of cordon them off and let them have their safe place, send them to Illinois or whatever, and just cordon them off and let them, you know, take care of themselves, that would be one thing. But the problem is, the way our country operates is, we're going to end up carrying the water for these knuckleheads. Because what's going to happen here with the Donald Trump administration, and we've been saying this on the show from day one, is that there's this pent up productivity that's just waiting to be expressed. There are already kids that are at the starting line, ready to bust loose and get into the race to make America great again. These kids are going to get left in the dirt because they're left in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, missing out, and then they're going to demand that the people who worked their butts off to get this country back on track, they're going to demand from them that they be taken care of.
Well, hopefully President-elect Donald Trump will enact some kind of policy that only lets them, you know, suckle off the government teat and the hardworking taxpayers like you and I for just a few months instead of for an infinitum ad nauseum. That's why I wrote Pussification, man. Hopefully some of these knuckleheads, Bill, that are in that hideous position that you talked about of entitlements and free candy, hopefully they'll read it and they'll feel ashamed that they're prom queen of Wussville High, and they'll want to leave that fetid swamp and climb up the rarefied mountain of Mantown and breathe the air of accomplished leaders.
Exactly. Well, Doug, you know, I have a situation I mentioned. I've been hesitant to mention my 25-year-old son was in a terrible motorcycle accident, broke a leg, some ribs, and I've been caretaking for the last week here in California with him. It's been quite an experience, but it's been eye-opening for him because he is a victim of Obamacare, and he has seen what socialized government medicine looks like. Of course, our heroes, our vets, have been going through this for a long time, and they've been shouting and screaming, but I don't think America's hearing. But I told my son, I said, look, you need to learn from this opportunity to see what it's all about. And he keeps saying to me, Dad, I'm a human being. I'm being treated like — he went to one emergency room the other day, and they basically said, we can't do anything about it. They put him in a wheelchair and left him at the stoop. They basically kicked him out the door because he has Medicare, you know, that is funded by Obamacare, and because he's a student. And I said, well, this is your learning lesson and your opportunity to understand that if you want to rely on the government, this is the kind of health care you get. Or you be your own man, continue to dream your big dreams and work out your life to where you don't have to rely on the government. Otherwise, welcome to the queue and welcome to mediocre health care service, just to name one side and aspect of the government being in control of your life.
Yeah, in regards to Obamacare, I personally think it's great as long as you don't get sick.
Yeah, until you need it, yes.
Injured like his son, you
right.
know. It's wonderful. It's wonderful unless you need, you know, to actually have health care, and then it sucks worse than an airplane toilet. But I think it looks like Donald Trump appointed Tom Price to
yes.
Health and Human Services. So I've got two words for that, Bill. Adios, Obamacare.
Yeah, and Tom Price is one of the few in Congress that actually read the law and studied it. He went through the painstaking, and I mean painstaking, experience of reading it and breaking it down. Doug, I don't know if you had a chance or if you did much of it. I tried to. My brain exploded with every page turn. I mean, there was every point, counterpoint. I mean, it is an absolute attorney's, a perfect thesis as far as they're concerned, because you know how attorneys talk. They're from a whole nother planet altogether, and they make up words and ideas that counter-oppose themselves, and this is quite the treatise when you read the Obamacare legislation piece.
Yeah, and what is it? It's like, 11 feet tall if you were to stack it on.
Oh, the regulations, yeah. The regulations alone, over 40,000 pages of regulations. 2,800 pages of gobbledygook. Thank you very much, Jonathan Gruber et al., the way they put that together. But, Doug, the other thing I want to talk to you briefly while we're on here is what happened at Ohio State and how the media and everybody was so careful. Initially it was presented as a shooting incident, and then even Tim Kaine was quick to jump into it and then a bit embarrassed when he realized what the facts were.
Yeah, there's a couple of takeaways from the terrorist attack on OSU, and I love how CNN dancing around, the guy's name and where he's from and his religious affiliation, like it could be a white dude who's a Presbyterian, who just blew a gasket. Mm-hmm. Now, Abdul is a Muslim. He's from Somalia. And remember when Donald Trump was branded a racist, Bill, during the primaries?
Yeah, just because we needed to vet these refugees. No, God forbid.
Yeah, he called out the Somalis, and all of a sudden he's a racist. Next thing you know, whoopsie-daisy, he was spot on. But here's something interesting. The OSU administration tweeted out when that bizarre possibly deadly scenario was going down yesterday, three admonitions: run, hide, which sounds like wussification, mm-hmm. typical university stuff, and then they had a third one: fight. And you know what, as much as I don't like the run and hide, I gotta give it to the guys. I've never heard any campus administrators say to fight back. So I dig that, and also really enjoyed the rookie cop, Alan Harushko, 28-year-old guy who dropped Abdul in his tracks.
Exactly.
It's the stuff of heroes. It's what men used to do before everybody turned into a skinny jean, man bun sporting, deep V-neck, hipster dandy who drinks frappuccinos from long green straws,
yeah.
Man.
Well, Doug, that's what has to be awakened in the male species. It is they've been, as you wrote in your book, they've been sadly pussified, and it is a huge expense not only for themselves but their future family and their wives. What are their wives going to be dealing with?
No, they better hope that the zombie apocalypse doesn't go down while they're alive, because their little man-child that they married is going to be hiding behind her and the kids. One of the chief aspects of masculinity that I bring out in my book, Pussification, is that a man is a protector.
Yes.
Back in the caveman days, if you didn't protect your cave brood and your hot cave wife and your snaggletooth cave children, then you didn't get to propagate your genetics anymore. You were killed.
Right.
They were back in the day, the man was the first responder. He was Johnny on the spot. He was the cop. He was the rescue team. He was everything. If anybody threatened his cave brood, he'd pick up a pterodactyl bone, Bill, and beat the bejesus out of them. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, we don't do that. I recommend that kids, number one, young males, number one, go out and get punched in the face. Do it as soon as possible.
Exactly.
Trust anybody, Bill, who's not been punched in the face.
Exactly.
And number two, learn how to fight. I'm talking with fists and feet, and then learn how to shoot weapons and defend yourself, because it's crack night in the ferret hut in the crazy United States of acrimony. And if you don't know how to protect yourself or protect others, protect students on campus, then you're going to be a little victim curled up, like you said, in the fetal position, wet in your big diaper, while some moron terrorist shoots you in the back of the head. Not going to happen on my watch, not going to happen with my kids.
Exactly. Well, Doug Giles is calling all men to step forward. It is time for us to let go of those safe spaces and step out. The American male is needed like never before. Doug is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the book, Pussification, the Effeminization of the American Male. Thank you, Doug.
In all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone, and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com. directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.